Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball four. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Garcia trying to get to home. Zerniel throws the ball into Murray, who tags Garcia, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Murray reaches second base with a double. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kellner bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into DeMaestri, who tags Garcia trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Doby reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws to second. Boone drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Boone. Murray moves to second. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing shortstop. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Joe Tipton. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Glenn moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Hegan scores. Garcia moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. McGee chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Babe fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Babe. Garcia scores. Boone goes all the way around to score. Avila moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bird now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 4 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen scores. Kennedy moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Indians. Maury Martin now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Lemon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 4 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 4 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.